We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Kuf Amud Beis, and we are starting the second line from the top of Kuf Amud Beis. Tani Chada, Echad Ilan Lach, Vechad Ilan Yavish. One Braisa says, we're talking about the Isser, you're not allowed to climb up an Ilan on Shabbos because you might cut off a branch. So one Braisa says that this Isser applies to a fresh tree or a dry tree. Echad Ilan Lach, Vechad Ilan Yavish. Vatani Yedech, another Braisa says, Med Var Murim Balach. This whole halacha is only by a fresh tree. Aval b'yavesh, but by a dry tree is mutter. It's mutter. So the shayla is, what's the pshat in the two brachos? Now the tzad that yavesh should be mutter is because since it's dry, so even if you cut a branch off, it's not being oiker something from its geduloi because it's dead. It's dead. So breaking off a branch of a dead tree is not a problem. So that would be the tzad that you let it climb up a yavesh. And the other man said it would be also a yavesh. That would be more like a light plug. You can't climb up any tree. But the problem is you have a stira. The two brises. I'm Rav Yudloi Kasha. Kamish gizim machlev. Kamish ain't gizim machlev. One dry tree is the type of tree that regrows itself. The other one does not regrow itself. So if it regrows itself, then it's still called. It's growing from the ground. That's why we issed to cut off a branch. Frank the Gemara gizim machlev. Yovish krisla. You call that a dry tree? If it regrows itself, it's not called a dry tree. It's very much alive. Very much alive. So it can't be the teretz. Elo loy kasha. Kamish zicham. Kamish zishamim. We're talking about a dry tree. And if there was no chash, you might cut off a branch because it's not also to cut off a branch. What's the issa? In the Mesik Hashamim, you can't tell what's a dry tree, what's a wet tree. There's nothing on a tree anyway. You can't tell. Therefore, it's a marazayim. It's also. Mashenk in the summer, there you can tell the difference. There it's mutter on the obvious tree. Kamei Zecham, Kamei Zecham. Zog the Gemara, Moshe Chama, ha natri peri. Frank the Gemara, even Moshe Chama is dry, but there's some pears left on the tree, and when you knock those off, people are going to come to be toilish other pears of other trees. That means, based on climbing up the tree, there's no gzera, because climbing up the tree itself is a gzera by a lach, by a fresh tree. So by a dry tree, you're not going to make a gzera for that. But if you knock off a fruit, you might come directly to knock off fruit of a fresh tree. And that's also. So I can have like a peri. There's no peris on the street. It's so dry, there's no peris either. For you can have a natri kinsi, you're knocking off some twigs, and you'll come to knock off twigs off a fresh tree. Then what about a geduda? This thing is beer. It's just like a pole. That's all. There's nothing on it. And that's why it's mutter. For example, any of a rab ikla la pastia v'asar, be geduda. Rab went to the city of a pastia, and he astered even these trees, which are completely beer. So the word Rav Bikamatza, he found an area, he found a city that was very open-minded. They weren't Bnei Torah, they did whatever they wanted, and he felt he had to make a takana. He made a fence, which means he made takanas that they shouldn't do anything because they might get mixed up and climb up any trees. And in Halacha L'maisa, the Menachos Kalim speak out that by us, we are like the level of Bikamatza, and by us, it's us to climb up any tree, even a dry tree, because we are like the Makam of Pastor. We don't know the difference between different trees. Amri Rabba Abba Amri Rab. Once we mention trees, we're going to mention grass now. And then we're going to get into other Indiana more so. Amri Rab Amri Rabba Abba Rab. Asi. Also, Lord Mishalach Agavi Asab Mishabbos. A person is not allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. Why? Mishum Shenemar Va'otz Bura Glaim Chayti. Otz can mean you are exerting yourself, or it means you are running. So someone who runs with his feet is doing a sin, doing a Avera. Why? Because you're walking on the grass. That's the drasha. It's possible to revere with your feet. It means by walking on grass on Shabbos, where you are dislodging the grass or cutting the grass off, and that's a iser on Shabbos. Tani chad mutalech gavis on Shabbos. One bride says he's allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. But tani idach osur. And another bride says it's osur. And soon, by the way, at the end of the Gemara, we'll talk about how we walk on grass. We'll see in a second. But tani idach osur. One bride says mutter to walk on grass, and another bride says it's osur. So what's going on, Steve? Like Kasha Walachim Havi Yaveshim. That fresh grass is also, that's called Tilish. But Yaveshim, it's like it's Tilish already, it's dead. That's Munta to walk on. That's one teretz. Another teretz. Yaveshim Hava Walachim, both by fresh grass, we also. Like Kasha, Kamishcham, Kamishamim. One's in the summer, one's in the winter. Now the Gemara changes the teretz a little bit. The Gemara says that the grass is not going to get detached. But all the grass has like these seeds on it, and that will get detached. So in the Moshe Chama, where you have these seeds, there it's a problem. It's awesome. In Moshe Chama, it's not awesome. And it should be awesome. But we're saying it's not really also because it's not, you're not going to knock off the grass so easily. Like Kasha, the Sayyim Asani, Alayim Asayim Asani. Depends if you're wearing shoes. If you're wearing shoes, it's going to be mutter because nothing happens. But if you're not wearing shoes, the grass gets caught between your toes and then it'll get ripped off the ground. Everybody's saying, well, how about the Sayyim Asani wearing shoes? Like Kasha, this Uksi, that it has spikes, the shoe has spikes, but unless the Uksi does not have spikes, it has spikes, it rips out the grass. But by the same, how about this, the Uksi? They both have spikes. But how does the shark, how does the shark? It depends how long the grass is. If the grass is long, they get caught in these spikes. If it's short, they won't get caught in these spikes. But the Gemara ends off like this. But now the Kaimlaker of Shimon, Paslaker of Shimon holds, Dovo she'enoi miskaven is mutter. There's no problem walking on the grass because it's not miskaven. Kulo yishari, everything's mutter. That means climbing on a tree before, that's. Well, Shaili might cut off a miskaven. That's the Issa. But walking on the grass, the same miskaven is mutter. It happens to be Taisis Divimasva Idna, but warns that what about the tree before? And it's very shver because it's no Shaiches. There's a Shaila of Kavana. Look at the Chazinish there. That's a tumult from the outside by that Taisis, end of that Taisis. So look tomorrow about it. Om Rabbi Bachama, Om Rav. Also, the Adam Shiyokiv Ishtoi Lidvar Mitzvah. Once you mention this Pasuk, we have a different drash for this Pasuk. Also, the Adam Shiyokiv Ishtoi Lidvar Mitzvah. It's also for a person to force his wife for Dvar Mitzvah. Rashi says Dvar Mitzvah means Tashmish. It's also for Adam to force his wife for Tashmish. Shinema, for Otzber Reglaim Chayte. Reglaim is a remez to Tashmish. It says if someone forces, he's a Chayte. We call a koyf ishtad var mitzvah. Anyone who forces his wife for a dvar mitzvah, havelay bonim she'inim agolim. He'll have children that are not proper. Omrav ika bachina mikro. We did see it in the pasuk. The end of that same pasuk, v'otzur reglayim chayta says, gam b'lay das without consent nefesh loy toiv. They'll have a nefesh that's not good. Tayin amahaki gam b'lay das nefesh loy toiv. What's that? Is that a koyf ishtad var mitzvah? That's someone who forces his wife for a dvar mitzvah. V'otzur reglayim chayta. Now we have a different drash of it is Zeh Boyel V'Shoina, someone who has bia twice. Any V'Amar Rava Haraitz Elasis Kabbalim Scharam Yivel V'Yishna. Doesn't Rava say if someone wants to have male children, he should be Boyel and Boyel again, two bias. Like Hasha Kanladatz Kanshleidatz. One's with the consent of Ishtai, one's without consent. And if it's without consent, then it's called a chayte. And the Rishonim speak out that the saying is that even though she consented the first time, the second time is still called a chayte. That's the chiddush. That's called a chayte, even though she consented for the first one. Omra Shmuel Barach Meir Yechon, call isha shetavaz bayil dvar mitzvah. Any isha that asks her husband for dvar mitzvah, havlin bonim sheafil b'derish amayish aloy hayu k'maysam. She will have children that were so great that even in the days of Moshe, weren't such great people like that. They wanted to get Dayanim. And Moshe said, bring me Dayanim. Havuluchem anoshim chachamim, smart people, v'nevoinim, they can understand one thing from another. V'yadum shivtechem, and they're known to be tzadikim. V'ksiv, and it says, v'ekach is rosh shivtechem, anoshim chachamim v'yadum, v'nevoinim le'eshkach. L'maisa, when Moshe appointed Dayanim, he found Chachamim and Yiduim, but he didn't find Nevoinim. That means in Moshe Rabbeinu's days, there was no Nevoinim. There's no one who could understand one thing from another, that level. V'ilgavi Leia k'siv, v'teitzi Leia l'krosoi, it says Leia went out to Yaakov, v'tomar Eli tovoi, come to me, to my tent tonight. Kisoch eschar ticha, because I paid for this with the Dudam. What happened from Leah? What is she had Yisachar? What's about Yisachar? Mnei Yisachar, Yoidei Bina Leitim, Ladas Mayase Yisrael, V'Roshay Masayim, 200 Roshay Bezdim, V'Cholachem Apiem. And it says Yoidei Bina. They were smart and they knew how to understand Dova Tech Dova. So you see, from Leah turned out these Gevaldige Tzadikim. And what's the reason? Of course, she said a light Tavoy. She asked Beferish. So he sees Isha who asks Beferish for Dvar Mitzvah will be zeichet the great children. Great thing, tomorrow we know that's not true. Eini v'omrav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, it says by the klala of Chava when she ate das, it says in the pasuk that it says in the pasuk of klala and the Gemara darshins that there were 10 klalas. Esther klalas is skal l'chava. She had 10 curses were given to her that day. The chsiv el Isha Omar harba arba. It says the whole pasuk reads like this. So the first thing, arba arba, means that Elu Shtei Tipei Dam, Echaz Dam Nida, Echaz Dam Pesulim. She gets a klala, she has Dam Nida, and she has Dam Pesulim. It's Svainich Zatzargit Labanim. That's the tsar of raising children. Varenich Zatzar Iber. That's the pregnancy. It's very painful. Like Rashi says, the most of the time they're sick. But Etzav Tel Dibanim is Kamashma. It means the Leda, the childbirth is very painful. So that's already five klalas. Well, Isha Tachu Kasech, Malame, she Isha Mishtekekas Abayla, Bashosh Yazodarach, that the Isha craves her husband when he goes away. Huyim Shalbach, Malame, she Isha Tavas Belev. A Isha only can ask with her heart. Ve Ish Teveya Bepeh. An Ish can be Teveya, his wife, with Va Mitzvah Bepeh. And the bride stands off, Zuhi Mida Tayva Benoshim. So we count the seven things here. Zuhi Mida Tayva Benoshim. But what do you see from here? That Isha, is not tavas b'peh. So how can you say here that it's a good thing you get to have good children? Leah did it. How can you say such a thing? The Gemara answers, ki karmina demaratzar atzuya kamei. Doesn't mean you ask b'peh. It means she does things mara lefonav. Rashi says in Yonah Chiva, she shows him in Yonah Chiva that she wants dvar mitzvah. We're not b'feirish. I can tell me Leah. Leah says light tavoy. So different pshatim in the Mepharshim. Either it means a light tavoy, the Ran and the Dorim says, just meant, come to my tent. It never said anything else. Come to my tent means Loshem Bia. It means light tavoy. The Goyin Yaakov says, no, light tavoy is Loshem Bia. But since she was supposed to go to Rachel's house, the Rachel's tent, so she had to be very, very specific, because if not, he wouldn't have understood her. But the others say that on their level, there was no Tevira Peh, Leah and Yaakov, different pshatim. But like upon him, it's also Latvaya Peh, but Mertuya Artsuya Kameh will be Zaycheh to special children. But now we want to go back to the 10 Klalas. Only said 7. Hani Sheva Havain. It said there was 10. Kyos Ravdimi Omar, add another 3. Omar, Atufa Ka Oval. She is wrapped like a oval, which Rashi says means she can't go out without her hair uncovered. She has to cover her hair. So she's wrapped like a oval. Umnudum Kol Adam. She's separate from all people. We'll see what that means. And she has to stay in the house. Called Kvuda Bas Melach Pnima. My Menudah Mekol Adam. What does it mean that she's Menudah Mekol Adam? The middle one here. Ilam Shana Asla V'Yichud, which means that she's Asr in Yichud. She can't seclude herself with another man. Iyunami Asr LeYichud. A man also has an Isra Yichud. So it can't be a Kol Adafka for the Isha. Where it says, El Dasir LeBetrei. She cannot marry two men. A man can marry two ladies. But a lady cannot marry two men. And therefore, that's why it's called Menudah Mekol Adam. Masnita Tana, another 3. Migadela Sar Kalilis, her hair grows like crazy, like Kalilis is a shade. V'yeshevis Mashtana Mayim Kebehema, when she goes to the bathroom, she crouches. V'nasis Kar Labayla, and she is like a pillow for her husband by Dvar Mitzvah, the husband's on top. So these three things are klalas, but our Bryce doesn't count these, holds that these three things are not a klala. If I cared, it's a good thing. This is a shvach, which means that first of all, Yeshevis Mashtana is more tznius, and also Nasis Karla Baila, Rashi says, she doesn't work so hard. The man has to work harder than her, so it's a maila for her. And how do we know that tznius, to be mashtin like a lady, is in tznius? The Amr Avchia Maidach Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Malfeinu mebahamis oretz mo'efashmaim yichakmeinu. We will learn from the behemoths of the land, and from the birds we'll get smart. What does that mean? Malfeinu mebahamis zu preda, that's the mule, shekaras b'shtanamayim. When it goes to the bathroom, it crouches. Ume'efashmaim yichakmeinu zeh tarnagol, that's the tarnagol, the chicken. Shemefayis, first he is mefayis, achach boil, afterwards he has beer. And we'll see what the PS is in a second, end of Gemara. Amrav yechrenu, mali lo'init the Torah. If we didn't have a Torah, we would have learned all the different midos from the animals. We didn't made in sneers mechato. We learned sneers from the cat. Rashi says the cat covers its waist. The gezel minamala. We learn stealing from the ant. The ant never steals the food from another ant. The arayis miyoyna. We learn how arayis from a yoyna who is not niskak to not its own wife. And some say that's why a Yeledis brings a Yoyna taka for carbon to show that we are like a Yoyna. But Derech Eretz a Tarnagol. And they would have figured out Derech Eretz by Tashmish from a Tarnagol. Shemefayez v'achar boil. First, he tries to make the other Tarnagol happy, and then he's boil. My Mefayez, what does he say? Oh, Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav, how come Allah? He tells her, because you see, Rash says that he shakes his wing. And what he means to say like this, I'm going to buy you a coat that reaches to the ground. After the bia, amale lishtematas lekarvesle. He shakes his head, which means like this: I would let my whole karvesle, it's like my crown, come off. Do tana girl islay loizvina lach. If I had the money to buy you a coat, I would buy it for you. I don't have it. He said, you can have my car, you can have my crown, but I don't have any money to buy it. So you see over here, you can fight with something that's not even true. That's the some speak out, because here there's no tzaddik giving him a coat. Still, he was mefayis with that. That's enough to mefayis. And some speak out. How would you know to learn after these animals? If we don't have the Torah, maybe you learn out from the horse. I don't know. Who's he learn from the cat? So the Torah says that the Balei Musa say, because when you see something's right, you know it's right. So you would see this chatur, you say, oh, that's the right thing. When you know something's right, you know something's right, you learn out from them. Okay.